someone will be sure to give you one, a handout there that you can take a look at. All right. And you can follow along with that if you would. We're continuing our series in Joshua and the fourth message here in Joshua. And as we think about our theme for the year, we're taking root downward and bearing fruit upward. And as we look here at Joshua 3 and 4, when you reach the edge of the Jordan waters and stand in the river, go and stand in the river. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin. Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day that we can come and worship you, that we have the freedom to do that here. And Lord, we want to lift our hearts to you. We pray that you would be honored, that you would be glorified. Pray for anointing of your Spirit to your servant to give the words you would have to be spoken. And Lord, may your Spirit also move in our hearts, the words that we need to hear and apply to our hearts. Lord, we thank you. We pray for those who are ill in our midst. We remember them in prayer and uphold them and lift them up to you and pray for them. Continue to pray for Julie. We pray for Mulan. We pray for others, Lord, that you would give them strength physically and spiritually. And Father, help us to focus our hearts today on you and upon your word. We thank you, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we think about this message here, the question I want us to think about, first of all, what is the difference between faith and unbelief? And we think about faith and unbelief. What's the difference between these two? So we might think of it this way. Unbelief says, let's go back to where it's safe. Let's be comfortable. Let's be where it's safe and comfortable. But faith says, let's go forward to where God is working. Where is God working? That's where we want to be. Where is God moving? That's where we want to be. So 40 years before Joshua and Caleb had assured the Jews, let us go up at once and possess it, to possess the land, for we are well able to overcome it. Now that's faith. As Joshua and Caleb spoke to the people, they spoke of faith. But then the people said, we are not able. That's unbelief. And it cost the nation 40 years of discipline in the wilderness. And 1 John 5, verse 4 reminds us of this. This is the victory that has overcome the world, your faith. Your faith is what overcomes the world and gives us victory. So, the key question here is this. What's the difference between a victor and victim? In the Christian life, you're either an overcomer or you're overcome. You're either a victor or a victim. Deuteronomy 6:23 reminds us this verse here. He brought us out that he might bring us in. He brought us out of Egypt that he might bring us into the promised land. And this was a promise that he had given to them. So our key idea today is this, that we're to go forward by faith. When you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river. Go and stand in the river. So as we think about faith, we think about going forward today in faith. And I'd like for you to consider, first of all, the word of faith that we have here. There are five messages that Joshua are given here. And like Moses before him, Joshua received his orders from the Lord, and he obeyed them by faith. And faith is not a passive feeling, it's an active force. Living faith always leads to action. And so here we look at, first of all, the word of faith. That God gives to us a promise. God gives us a word of faith. And so when we look at these messages, I want you to consider what each message has to strengthen their faith and to strengthen our faith. So the first message, Joshua ordered the camp to move 10 miles from the Shittim to Jordan, the river Jordan. It probably took Israel a day to make this journey of 10 miles. And then they rested another day, and then on the third day, the officers gave them orders. The people were to cross the river following the Ark of the Covenant. Now, since the people had not traveled this way before, they needed God to guide them. Remember in the wilderness how God would go before them? There would be a pillar of fire at night, and if they would travel at night. There would be a pillar of cloud during the day to lead them and to direct them. And now they're crossing the Jordan River, and they're getting ready. The first message here is that we need to be following the Lord wherever He would lead us and direct us. So they've come to the edge of the Jordan River. Then the second message we see here is a very simple message. Sanctify yourselves. Two words. Sanctify yourselves meant that everybody was to be bathed, change their clothes. The married couples were devoted themselves wholly to the Lord. And in the Bible, the imagery we have here of washing one's body, of changing clothes, symbolized making a new beginning with the Lord. God was to cleanse us that we can truly follow Him. Sanctify. Sanctify means cleansing. It means setting apart. All right. Before we go into this new land, we set apart our hearts to God. We ask God to purify us. And so the promise was that the Lord would do wonders among them. As He had opened the Red Sea to deliver the Israel from Egypt, so He would open the Jordan River and take them into the promised land. Sanctify, prepare your hearts for what God would like to do for us. And that would be just the beginning of miracles, for the Lord would go with them into the promised land. Reminded the words of Daniel, how great are His signs and how mighty are His wonders. All right, so as we hear these messages, each message is to strengthen our faith that we might obey God, do what He would have us to do. So here He leads us to the Jordan River. He calls upon us to set apart our hearts, to sanctify ourselves, to cleanse our hearts, and to prepare us as we enter into the land. And then the third message we see that was given here. The priests had the responsibility of bearing the Ark of the Covenant and going before the people as they march. So the priests, the order was here that they would go with the Ark of the Covenant in front. And then the tribes would be following after them. Now, it's interesting that it was the priests who had to get their feet wet before God would open the waters. They had to be willing to step into the water. The priests would also have to stand in the middle of the riverbed until all the people had crossed over the Jordan River. And when the priest arrived on the other side, the waters then returned to their original condition. So here's a message. Believing the word of God, the priest came to the edge of the river. They had to take that next step before the waters would dry and they could cross that Jordan River. Now, it's interesting that we need to take a look here that this was springtime. This was a time that the river was flooded. Some say it may have been the waters flooded, maybe as long as a mile width. We're not sure, but this time of flooding, the river was overflowing its banks. So to cross this river, and they were to follow behind the priests carrying the ark before them. God goes before. That's the message here. That God would lead us, that God would go before us, and that we follow His leadership. Now, as we look at this message here, we need to follow after God's direction and be obedient to Him. And then the fourth message we see here. is that God would do the same thing for Joshua at the Jordan as He had did for Moses at the Red Sea. God reminded the people that He was with Joshua just as He had been with Moses. Both Moses and Joshua had received their authority from the Lord before these miracles occurred. But the miracles gave them stature before the people. So, you remember how Moses put out his arm, the staff, and the Red Sea parted. All right? Now, it parted before they stepped out. All right? Now, here it's a little different. The river is flooded. And they don't, the waters don't part until the priest's foot steps into the water, and then it parts. Now, there's some lessons here about faith. Sometimes God, ahead of time, parts the waters, and we cross over. Sometimes the waters are not parted till we take that step of faith, and our foot gets wet, and then the waters part. So the message here is, again, to follow God, to be obedient, whatever way that we would follow after Him. And then the fifth message here. Joshua then shared the words of the Lord with the people. He simply reminded them of the promises of God. That's what the word of faith is. When we memorize these promises of God, we put these promises of God in our heart. So he reminded them of these promises, the word of faith. He encouraged them to trust and obey. And because God is a living God, as it tells us here in verse 10, He can defeat the dead idols of the heathen nations that then inhabited the land. God was going before His people, and He would open the way. Now, it's interesting how they left. Remember the 10 plagues in Egypt? Each of those plagues was directed at one of the gods of Egypt. They worshipped many gods in Egypt. They worshipped the river Nile. And so that plague was the river turned into blood. And then we saw how they worshipped the firstborn. And that last plague was directed toward the firstborn. And here, as they enter into the Canaan, He also gives them a sign, a miracle here. And the message is to trust God and to follow Him. So, we look here at the word of faith. Our faith is based upon the messages of God's Word. God's Word is what builds our faith. And we trust in God's Word. And then we come not only to look at the Word of faith, but secondly, the walk of faith. All right? So we look here at the walk of faith. As soon as the priests bearing the ark put their feet into the water, in the river, the water stopped flowing. It stood like a wall about 20 miles away upstream, as it tells us here, near a city called Adam. And it was a miracle of God in response to the faith of the people. So, again, there's a lesson for us here. Is that unless we step out by faith, and sometimes we have to get our feet wet. We step out by faith. And if it need be, get wet, then we see what God does. But we're not likely to make any progress in living for Christ and serving Him if we're not willing to take that step of faith. A lot of times we would like to see way down the road. We have a searchlight. But Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. Remember how it tells us in Psalm 119. The foot lamp. It's like a little light worn on the shoes at that time. Just enough light to take the next step. Not like a spotlight that shines way down the path. And so, many times, this is how God leads us. One step at a time. Just enough light to take the next step. Then the next step, as they had the foot lamp that they would wear at night to travel. So as we think about the walk of faith, I want us to look here at two miracles. And compare these two miracles that God used. First miracle was crossing the Red Sea. Think about this miracle of crossing the Red Sea. When Israel crossed the Red Sea, it was the leader's obedient hand, Moses. and the people's walk of faith. So the crossing of the Red Sea pictures the believer being delivered from the bondage of sin. It's a picture of salvation for us, that we're delivered out of Egypt. We're delivered from sin. They crossed the Red Sea. And, the crossing of the Red Sea, Moses put out the staff that was in his hand. And the crossing of the Red Sea, we're reminded of the cross of Christ that delivers us from our sin. But then we come to the second miracle here, the crossing of the Jordan River. Now, it's interesting that when the Israel crossed the Jordan River, it was the priest's obedient feet and the people's walk of faith. The crossing of the Jordan River pictures the believer claiming our inheritance in Jesus Christ. We're never stand still in the Christian life. We're to be moving. And we can either move forward in faith or go backward in unbelief. Unless we are willing to step out by faith, obey God's Word, God will never open the way for us. So you can imagine the priests as they're carrying that ark, coming up to the edge of the river, and as they had to take that next step before the waters parted. And, that's different than the Red Sea. Overnight, the waters parted, and they saw then, and the light saw in the light that they could then cross the Red Sea. So, these miracles may be different. One time it may be this way, maybe that way, another time. But God wants us to be able to walk by faith. Sometimes we see ahead of time the waters are parted, and ahead of time the waters are parted, then we cross. But sometimes the waters do not part until we take that step of faith, until we're willing to walk, step into that water. Most of us, I would like to see the waters part ahead of time. It would be a whole lot easier if I could see that first. Then I can take that step. That's easy. But sometimes the miracles are not easy. We have to take the step before the waters part. The Jordan River was that way. As they crossed the river during that flood stage, the waters were overflowing. So we notice here, first of all, let us not forget here the word of faith. We have to walk by faith. As we hear the messages of God's Word, and we put the God's Word in our heart, we're building that faith. And then we come here to the walk of faith. We have to be willing to take steps in obedience to God. And then God shows us miracles. He shows us His power and His presence. And then the third thing we need to look at today is the witness of faith. The witness of faith. As we see here, there are two heaps of stones that were set up as memorials of Israel crossing the Jordan River. There were 12 stones on the other side of the river, if you would say the west side of the Jordan River at Gilgal. 12 stones that were set there as a memorial. And then there were 12 stones in the midst of the river, in the middle of the river, that were put there as a memorial. All right, and they were witnesses that God honors faith and works on behalf of those who trust Him. We often need things that as memorials to help us remember how God has worked in our lives. So let us look carefully at these two memorials and what we can learn from them. So the first memorial, these are the 12 stones. These 12 memorial stones that were taken from the river, as they cross, they put it on the other side of the river. So these 12 stones placed at Gilgal, 12 memorial stones at Gilgal, reminded the Jews that God had opened the Jordan River and had brought them safely across into the Promised Land. We so easily forget things that we often need memorials, things to remind us what God has done. I remember the church in Taiwan, after the first year, that church in Taiwan, and it took us maybe two years. We purchased half the building, and then the landlord said that he would not continue rent the second half. That he wanted to sell it. We had a limited time to make an offer, and so we prayed about that. It was a big step to go ahead and purchase that second half of the building. There were two storefronts side by side, and the church met on the first floor. And so we prayed about it. We told others about the need, and God provided in unusual ways. God provided for that, and we made that afterwards. Had a celebration how God had provided in many different ways. He provided that for the purchase of the second half of that building. And we had a plaque made. And on that plaque were the words of a song to God be the glory, great things He hath done. To God be the glory. This was just as a reminder that what God had done, this plaque, small plaque, it was presented, and it was also presented to some other churches who had helped out in providing for that. So we often need memorials. We need little reminders. I think it's a good idea if you keep a journal and write down things that God leads you throughout your life. You know, each day, just a journal of God's blessings, a journal of God's provision. And so the first memorial, they took these stones and they set them up on the west side of the River Jordan. But then the second memorial we see here is that they were to take stones and place it in the river. In the river were these stones. And the 12 memorial stones in the middle of the river reminded them that their old life was buried, and that they were now to walk in newness of life. These stones in the river, of course, when the waters came back of the Jordan River, it covered these stones. But they knew from the other side where those rocks were that there were also rocks in the middle of the river to remind them what God had done. I think about these two memorials here. These rocks in the middle of the river, the rocks on the west side of the river. Some ways, I think these can be like the two memorials that remind us of the two memorials that we have as a church. Baptism and the Lord's Supper are witnesses of our faith. Thank the Lord that last week, Easter Sunday, there were two that were baptized. And present them a certificate of baptism as a reminder. But we all ought to remember the day that you made that public confession of faith in Jesus Christ, that you were baptized to walk in newness of life. And in some ways, that's what this picture of in the river, all right? In the river, that baptism, that is a memorial that I decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. And publicly, I've declared that I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Christ, and I want to be baptized as a picture of my faith in Christ, that He is the Son of God, that He died, was buried, and rose again to newness of life. And that's all a picture, a memorial of my faith in Jesus Christ. Decided to follow Him. And so there, that memorial that we have in baptism. But there's also another memorial we see here. And that memorial that on the other side of the river, those stones there, so every generation, as they would pass by that west bank there, they would see there these stones at Gilgal. This is a reminder of what God had done in leading them across that Jordan River. And so I think about as Christians, we have two memorials here, our baptism, as a reminder of our faith in Jesus Christ, that we have decided to publicly proclaim Him as our Lord and Savior. But then, every time we partake of the Lord's Supper, that's also a memorial. That's also a way for us to remember, to examine our hearts, to remember what the Lord, how He has given us salvation, to remember His body and His blood, to remember His sacrifice. And next week we'll be partaking of the Lord's Supper. And there's a special remembrance every time we do that. And so these stones here to be seen by all, but also the stones that the Lord's Supper, to remember His sacrifice. And so in the church, we see these two memorials, baptism and the Lord's Supper. And do not partake of them lightly. Do not think of them as insignificant, but they are very significant. Just as we see in the Old Testament that these memorials were given to the people of Israel, so to the church, we've been given these two memorials, the Lord's Supper and baptism. And so, as we think about that, these are witnesses of our faith. Our baptism, declaring before others, publicly declaring Him as my Lord and Savior. And then every time I partake of the Lord's Supper, I'm remembering His sacrifice for me. His body that was broken. And then His blood that was shed for our remission of our sins. So these two memorials, these are significant. These are important. And it's interesting here that we see here even in Jordan River and the side of the Jordan River, these two memorials are pictured for us. Now, you think about this. Remember this. God brings us out. He brings us out of Egypt, brings us out of this world, brings us out of our sin, that He might bring us in. He might bring us in, as He promised, into the land of Canaan, the promised land. He brought us out to bring us in. He brought us out of our old life, our sinful past, to bring us into a new life and a new way of walking by faith with Him. And He brings us out that we might overcome and claim our inheritance in Christ. In Christ, we are overcomers. Reminds us in 1 John 5:3, if you want to claim your spiritual inheritance in Christ, we need to believe the word of faith. And then sometimes we need to get your feet wet. We've declared our faith in Him. We need to be willing to take the next step. And that may mean getting your feet wet. Serving, asking, where can I serve? Where can I be of help? What could I do here in the church or whatever? How can I serve the Lord here? Be willing to take that next step. Get your feet wet. You have to be willing to take that step, and then you see how God worked. I didn't think I could teach a Sunday school lesson, but God helped me. I was very nervous, but God helped me. Take that next step, whatever that might be, and serving God. Take that next step. Be willing to volunteer wherever I can be a service to God, whatever God would have me to do or have you to do. So if you want to claim your spiritual inheritance in Christ, believe the word of faith. Believe the message. And then get your feet wet. Step out in a walk of faith. And then God will open the way for you. Surrender yourself to the Lord. We have to die to the old life. And He will bring you into the land and give you victory. So remember this. We go forward by faith, not backward in unbelief. God invites us to go forward. Take the next step. Cross the Jordan River. He wants to give us the victory in doing that. And then think about this. And still today, when He calls us on, we must go forward by faith. He's called us to come and to cross the Jordan River. We put those memorials there to remind us how He has led us along the way. I think it's a good idea if you have a journal, a spiritual journal, to mark down those memorials, how God has led. And so, thinking about this, we're doing a study in our Sunday school class, the adult English Sunday school class. I encourage you to be a part of that, looking at the seven sign miracles in the Gospel of John. We're studying those seven sign miracles. It just happens this week that the sign is the water walker, how Jesus walked on the water to Peter and to the disciples who were in the boat late at night. And then He invites Peter to come out and walk on the water. Peter says, Can I come? And He said, yes, come. And the wind was blowing. Peter took that step. He started to walk on the water toward Jesus. That was that, of course, was a miracle. But then, as a good reminder of this, what happened here in the Jordan River and also what happened there in John chapter 6, we're going to be studying that today in in the English Sunday school class. Peter walked by faith. I've often wondered. I wondered if the bottom of his feet probably had to get wet. I mean, even the bottom of his feet had to get wet. But he walked on top of that water. He walked by faith. He had to take that step of faith. But as you're going to see today, we look at the class, the problem was Peter took his eyes off the Lord. And he began to look at his circumstances. He looked at the storms. He heard the wind, and he instead of looking at the Lord Jesus and keeping his eyes on the Lord, he looked at the circumstances and the storm and the wind, and he began to sink. The Lord, save me! Cried out, and the Lord reached out His hand and picked him up. I think that's appropriate that message of the Sunday school of Peter walking in the water really goes right along with this message right here. The two remind us that we have to step out on faith, but we also keep our eyes on the Lord as we walk toward Him in faith. So He calls us to go on. When He calls us, yes, Peter, walk. We must go forward by faith. And so as we look here at crossing the Jordan River, we look here at faith, how important it is that we take that next step of faith. Let's be reminded the word of faith, the promises that God gives us. Several messages. You look in God's Word, let God's Word speak to your heart to give you that word, that message of faith. And then we see the miracles. The miracle of crossing the Red Sea, the miracle of our salvation, and also the miracle of crossing the Jordan River, giving us victory in our lives. And then we see here memorials, witnesses of our faith. We need to be reminded. We forget things so easily. And so the stones that were placed on the west side of the Jordan River, Gilgal, and then the stones were put in the middle of the river to remind them how God brought them over, crossed the river. Let's bow in prayer as we look to the Lord in prayer. Father, I pray today that You would strengthen our faith. We're come to the Jordan River. It's flooded. It's probably a mile across that river, and the waters are turbulent. And we wonder, how are we going to cross this river? And Father, as You would go before us, the ark representing You're going before us. And then as those priests stepped in the water, got their feet wet, the waters parted. Father, we pray that their example of faith, walking by faith, would encourage us to walk by faith. And that the message of that You gave to them, these five messages, that the message of God's Word would strengthen our faith, the Word of faith, and then help us to follow the walk of faith. And then, Lord, we pray, Lord, that You would help us to remember that there's a witness, the witness of our baptism, the witness of the Lord's Supper. There's witnesses in our lives to testify that we are walking by faith. Lord, encourage us, strengthen us. And Lord, I pray for each person here, help us in our walk of faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.